calling this meeting in order. Meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law and that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting's notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Everyone, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilwoman Grichovic.
Oh, what's here?
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Councilman Rossi.
Here.
Councilman Guerrero.
Here.
Councilman Morris.
Here.
Here. Approval of our minutes. I need a motion for the approval of minutes from January 4th, 2024, the reorganizational meeting.
Motion. Second.
Sorry, who was the motion?
Say it louder, sir.
And who was second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Grichovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, for the January 9th, 2024, the emergency meeting, I need a motion.
Motion.
Second, Sean.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
That's big.
Councilwoman Grichovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, and the January 23rd, 2024 regular meeting, I need a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Grichovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, the next portion is greetings for comments and invitation for discussion from any members of the public. Anyone wish to come up? You can come up and state your name. You don't have to state your address. Anyone?
Good evening. My name is Natalie, for those of you who don't know me. I am the downtown managing consultant for the Bound Rock Revival Partnership. We're located at 18 Mountain Avenue. And I'm here today because...
Oh, is that better? So I'm here today because it was brought to our attention that there was a resolution that was on the agenda for this evening to withhold the assessment revenue for the Special Improvement District. I'm here to kindly ask that that resolution be rescinded. So as many of you hopefully know, the Special Improvement District legislation is essential to the survival of our downtown districts here in the state of New Jersey. It provides a dedicated stream of funding, not only for us to provide services like infrastructure and beautification improvements, but it also allows us to provide essential services to our small businesses. In chatting with some of my colleagues who are here on the board, our assistant downtown manager, Agatha, I think that we have, in the short time that we've had our funding, and I do want to remind council that our budget was not approved until August of 2023, despite having submitted the budget in April of 2023. So in the short 4 months of 2023 that we were able to operate, I think that we achieved a lot of significant milestones. I understand that the wording of the resolution specifically has to do with the finances of the organization and the audits that were outstanding. In speaking with the borough clerk, it's my understanding that there's some question as to prior years before I came on board. Unfortunately, I cannot speak to those as I was not consulted. That was not part of my scope of work. What I can speak to is the finances for 2022 and 2023. Which I did inform Ms. McCoy are currently in process. Unfortunately, because our budget was not approved until August, we could not hire our professionals to complete our contracts for the year until sometime in September. And if any of you are familiar with the way audits work, right, those are booked many months in advance because our auditors do get booked to do other districts and other towns. So we are currently in the process of getting that done. Our auditor does have, I would say, 90% of the information to complete 2022, and will be completing 2023 in short order. In the meantime, I did provide Ms. McQuaid, I have printed copies for all of you, of an annual report, thank you, that we were able to put together with some milestones and accomplishments, in addition to our 990, our general ledgers for 2022 and 2023, as well as those profit and loss statements for those years as well. So that is all I have for you. Thank you very much.
Just real quick, this was exactly what we were looking for.
Wonderful.
This is very, very complete. This is very thorough. Just rest assured that that resolution will be coming off.
Thank you very much, Councilman. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just make a comment there?
Yeah.
What will we have this year's budget?
So this year's budget is already complete, and that should have been sent over sometime in November. I can resend that, and we can get it on an agenda ASAP for your review. And hopefully by that time, we'll at least have the 2022 audit for your review and consideration as well.
Yeah, I think it's great when you gave last year's budget, you actually did it for us. So
yes.
We'll
perfect.
Yeah.
Will do. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else? Very good.
Right time. My name is Maracas. I'm here for the in the matter of the parking. I own the building on West 2nd Street. It's the building in front of the rescue squad. And there is no parking lot for my tenants. Not at all. I tried to solve the problem. I was in the borough a couple of times, and they said the council is the only place to address the thing. And my address of my building is on West 2nd Street, and the whole space in front of the building is the off limit for parking because of the rescue squad on the opposite side. My tenants, for years, they park. I own the building on the corner of West 2nd and Van Curen Street, and my tenants always park on Van Curen Street, that's the dead end street. There is nobody parks there. And after the new regulation, they get ticketing. They get a lot of tickets now. But they have no other place to park. The Van Curen Street, as I said, nobody parks there. It's open street. But my address is not Van Curen. My address is West 2nd Street.
Can you repeat the address of the building that you
The building is 112 to 120 West 2nd Street.
Okay. If you can take my assistant, we'll get your information. Okay. And then we'll give you a call regarding parking issues,
right.
And then we'll
give you
the parking
question.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, hearing anyone else, we'll move on to no opening bids. Our engineer's report, Mr. Lubner, to the Director of Public Works.
Thank you very much. Just an update on the Killeen Leighton Park landfill closure. The DEP now has the as-built survey. Based on last correspondence I read, they will be issuing a certificate of closure once they review as the as-built survey is in support. That certificate is forthcoming. So we finally say after about 25 years that the back 35 years, the landfill is moving properly. That will also allow us to do a couple things on there, I think. Maybe you can think that as being there are some big creators and stuff to iron out over at Congress Park. with the building over the years, but I think there's a need for us to be able to complete the dedicate for the building. Next, the HVAC project, the library building, as you know, it's currently on hold. However, the contractor did deliver the units to the library, so they are sitting there just waiting for the installation until he gets to relay to go in and complete the work, and then that project will be wrapped up. The new CDBG application for 2024 have been advertised on March 16th. As a condition of the application, we are going to speak about having a public meeting, which I'm going to do tonight. Tonight, I want to inform your plan on submitting for Hardy Avenue between Townage and West Second. We were going to do that section last year, but the last second, I moved it up to Long Avenue between Second and Nine. Just as I had done with the project we were doing on Second Street, the project still needs to get done. And I'm going to submit this year for that street. The only gives you a match of $125,000. So, you know, we live in Canada, but it's very long. So, if you want to get a new battery bus as far as the trains are concerned, so I'd like to at least drive on a party out and get that to first place. As long as everybody is okay with it, we're going to proceed in that fashion to submit for Hardy Avenue this year. Okay. All right, very good. Moving on to the train station, we're happy to say after about 3 years, the Eastbound train station waiting room is that project has been completed. Potentially, I should say, with a couple of minor odds and ends to do. We will put on the lights that broke. The lights are expensive enough to be replaced with the one light back and compare. We had a couple of works with the alarm systems and the electronic work. I think they're all ironed out now. But these the stations up and running. I'm happy to say that my family and I were in the station Sunday night. We just had the train to work. And I've been in the station really good. I've been in the station that we've seen yet. We haven't taken a look at it. But really done well. The platform building itself. We are going to have a ceremony on the 13th of March at 30 in the morning to officially open and have an opening ceremony for the stage itself. But I encourage everybody to attend to it. It really is a great project for that very well. Moving on to the road projects. As you know, the 22 road program will be second. From Church to Mountain, the upper part of Reedon, south of High Street, and Park Place to Reedon to High. That work started last year. All these underground drainage improvements have all been completed, as well as the concrete. So all that's up there, they're going to redo the roadway itself to put the roadways out and reconstruct them. So that will be coming in the spring. Which leads me into the 23 road program that the state contractor has. The contractor, a couple weeks ago, completed all their other great work and drainage improvements on West 2nd Street, basically from Lamont back to T Street. What's significant about that is there's an old culvert there that has been in nuisance for years. This project should actually help alleviate some of the concerns of that drainage in that area. This will also complete the 2nd Street corridor in 2024. So, from the East Street all the way to the Billion Park, Second Street will be fully reconstructed over that. That's a great milestone. We also did the drainage improvements up on North Meadow Drive. You know, the whole area with the work table springs in the backyard in that section of town. That's been ongoing for years and years and years. Happy to say, all that water has been captured. That's a huge improvement for that area. Contracts provided is coming back. This is distributed as concrete permanent on the 5th of March, which is 6 weeks. To start doing the concrete for for that project, which would be Little Drive. It would also be Second Street from Peter Lamont, as well as Second Street from down to him. That's the last section there. Once concrete works are complete, then we get the paving, and we'll pave out all roads for all projects at the same time. So I am anticipating that these roads will be paved. I'm hoping to have everything paved out, the multi-project for Memorial. Moving on past that, the full project, the contractor is working as he can. As we know, there's been a challenge over the past month or so with being rain and snow. That site is extremely wet, we can trust us the mud and do what we can to keep the project moving forward. If you have seen it, you'll see that the shape of the pole is parallel now. The outer walls are all formed. He's installing the wall seal, reinforcing seal now. Over the next year, we'll complete that and do the reinforcing seal for the floor of the pole, do the final grading. And hopefully by the end of the month, we'll be able to shock the floor of walls and by April 1st, we'll have a full shell. Which will lead to site work generally. He just got the main drains in the other day, so they're installed. He's working on piping down too. But he's moving along, he has to put these tables. But he's probably got a month of work so far. Still not sure exactly, it's going to depend on the spring, so I'm going to watch what he's doing. This contract will take him into September. But if he gets good weather, then he can work during the besides that, that's pretty much my interview. I don't
have any questions. Yeah, I have a question. I was there for nephew's recreation basketball game. I see there's a hose cut out and it's constantly pumping water. What's that about?
So basically what that's doing, that's basically you're going to be working on right now. He says the floor of the bottom of the pool area right, because it's not a normal steep work up. We know the flow there yet. That's what happened to tennis courts and building. What I did advise the engineer for the project is that when the project is complete, I don't want to remove that drain. I actually want to make it a permanent fixture and try to return to the inlet or the tennis course. And keep that drain moving constantly. Because even that drain is over a week, and that drain is still pumping after that. The other drains from the tennis course still going dry as well, but they're still pumping. So, you have an underground water issue there, I think, to try to minimize. Then it was going to give us a longevity on.
So, will that alleviate? Because I know the over time there's cracks in the tennis court, there's cracks in the corner of the rec, the basketball court. Is that, do you think that's from that water?
Yes.
Okay. And will that pump alleviate those areas as well, do you think?
I don't think it'll alleviate those areas, but it won't hurt.
Well, it'll help the pool.
Right, it'll help the pool area. I don't think it'll drain enough from the building area, but the tennis court, the building might have bubbled itself out and start that back edge. But it's got some equilibrium. I didn't want to put some grass on here, so I'm not seeing it expanded at all. The tennis court has an extensive underdrain system of pipes and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
That's running underneath before we even put that in. And it's still been, still all everything underneath that was just horrible. Even when I did the road, right, that road, obviously, really have to be terrified about that. I want to make the roads surface off. So it's a challenging area. But hopefully, we'll be working on the tennis court and fix it, which is a weapon for my own.
So what do we anticipate completion?
The contract is in September. It's August, but you see the title that all the weather plays. The way he's going, I would hope to see him complete early August. I don't want to throw that out there. I know what the spring is going to bring. He has the subs that do the liner. And the guard work, so I'm not exactly sure how fast he would move along. But in this city, and it can be, I'm very pleased with the project that's made so far, especially with the community.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Very good. Thank you. Let's move on to our committee reports. Our chairman of the Finance Committee, Chairman Morris.
Thank you, Mayor. Right now we are meeting. The Finance Committee has already met several times. We've met with many department heads. We're working on finalizing the current year's budget. A lot of numbers, a lot of challenges there. We're working to try to keep any increases to minimum. If we can keep it flat, that will be our goal. The only thing from Recreation, they had one meeting so far that I'm aware of, unless they had something else. They have nominated and put in a new chair person over there. Previous step won't step down, but I think they're looking for another good year. And other than that, I mean, it sounds like it was a quick thing with the budget, but just know there's a lot of time work to get put on in the background. So I don't know if anybody has any specific questions at this point, but.
Very good. Thank you, Chairman Morris. Chairman of our Public Works Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, as well as liaison to the
Yes, we've been pretty busy. But Department of Public Works, I think one of the major things that we're going to have coming up this spring is the street sweeping ordinance. So that'll be presented to the council to review. So that's, you know, going to help with our coordination with the police department and sweeping the streets and making sure that people are off the street. You know, we don't want to ticket people. So hopefully folks, you know, having these permanent signs will not be parking on the streets when we need to sweep. You know, but our goal is not to ticket people, so hopefully they'll respect the ordinance and we'll have some clean streets. We had a few snowstorms. The snow removal, we've received really no complaints about the snow removal. I think there's a little confusion, though, with when you need to get off the streets for parking, right? There needs to be enough snow for us to plow. And then you cannot park on the street. So I know there's some communications that go out from the police department and other areas, but folks, you know I have like three neighbors in my yard because I have a lot. They call Linda's lot, right? So anyway, I don't know if we can just get clearer on, you know, the communication that's given to residents that there needs to be enough snow for them to plow, and then you can't park on the streets, right? So, if I'm misstating anything, Chief, right? No. Okay. So, anyway, they did an excellent job with the snow plowing. No complaints. Hopefully, everyone feels the same way. We have some spring cleaning coming up. Definitely, we'll need to coordinate with Agatha and the SID on the responsibilities of the DPW and the downtown. Part of that coordination will also be for the upcoming Battle of Bound Brook, which the date escapes me, maybe April 13th, I want to say, but don't quote me. I'll have to look it up. So, you know, we will be doing a beautification downtown, right? Making sure that the downtown has flowers in the pots and the roundabout and flags, you know, the Revolutionary War flags. So, you know, we'll work with Department of Public Works on that event coordination and making sure the town can look the best that it can. I think that's it really for DPW, unless I'm forgetting anything, Dale. But we're just, you know, we have some projects that we're looking at as well with the Garden Club. The Garden Club wants to get involved with some beautification, so we're going to outline some potential projects that they can assist with. So I'm putting together a deck of, you know, some thought starters for the Garden Club. So that's DPW. Architectural Review Committee, we have some names. Thank you, Mayor Dom, for the names for the Architectural Review Committee. So I need to set up that committee and reach out to these folks. And there haven't been any need for the committee quite yet for the planning board, but we will definitely utilize that committee. Cultural Arts Committee, again, the same thing, setting up that committee, talking to a few people about what that committee will look like and be involved with and their suggestions for downtown and the town as a whole. Library Board, we met last week. We are in negotiations. We are looking at an interim place for the library. I'd like to tell you more information as this progresses. But it's looking very promising, and like I said, we're in negotiations, so we will report to the public when we have more information on that. The library, as Gail mentioned, you know, there's still some work that needs to go on there, but probably not looking to go back to that location for the library. Planning board was canceled last week. We have a few applications to be scheduled, and we're just waiting to hear about those schedules and when they're ready for a board hearing. And the seniors meeting, we had a Valentine's lunch. I missed the meeting. I think I had a senior moment, so I will have to make it up to the seniors. I don't know how it fell off my calendar, but it did. It was the following week, so I did make the breakfast, and the group is doing well. Always looking for new members, so, you know, I don't know, seniors, I don't know, is it 55 and older, right? You want to join? We need members. And I'm sure they're going to be asking for their... but yeah, we are definitely looking for members. It's a great group of people, and they'll probably be looking for their money for the year. So that'll be the information. And I will follow up with them as well. So I think that's all I have. Anyone have questions? Okay.
Thank you. Chairman of our public safety, Councilman Payne.
My report for January, I'm going to start with police. Call for services, 2,838. Criminal disorder arrests, 21. Motor vehicle violations, 399. Parking violations, 353. Police vehicle mileage, 9,404. Tavern complaints, 5. Prisoner's house, 7. Now the EMS, we had 105 calls. That doesn't include the fire calls. Bamberg Rescue Squad went out on 2 fire alarms and 2 gas leaks. The fire department had 2 fires in town, 2 fires out of town. The OEM had 2 calls for power outages that went on. And that's it for emergency. The parking advisory committee, we had a meeting, but that it was like meeting to get together and get everyone back. So it wasn't like an official meeting. And that's it for
questions for Chairman Payne? Very good. Chairman of Personnel, as well as the Board of Ed
liaison
and the Commission. Councilman Lopez.
Yes. So regarding the personnel administration and ordinances, we have, as you saw, 4 ordinances today for the first reading and 5 for the final reading. We have the committee, and thank you to my fellow members of the Commission. We have been busy. but we can, communicate today that we're going to have a resolution here tonight to appoint Mrs. McCoy as our new clerk / business administrator. So we have been busy, and thank you to Mr. Peterson also for all the legal advice and help. Then we have been also working on, there needs to be an update on the personal code. We're going to work on that in the future so that it is state compliant, because it's kind of like around 10 years old, so it needs to be updated. That's what we mainly have been working on. Regarding the Historic Preservation Commission, they have met and they are working on finalizing the process for Mountain Avenue buildings 16 and 18 to be declared as historical landmarks. They are in the process. It takes time because of all the gathering of the information and documents. And they are also working on some potential landmarks around town to start working on that. The Board of Ed, they met yesterday, actually. And then they're going to have two meetings on March 13. It's a tentative preliminary budget meeting. And then they hope to have on April 29 the final budget meeting. We have been attending. I attended the last one. Mayor and Councilman Guerra attended the first one. There's a series of three meetings for a project that they have. It's called Strategic Planning Meetings. They are the three R's, that's how they call it, reflect, reimagine, and recalibrate. And it's very interesting because it involves all the stakeholders, it involves parents, teachers, students, the Board of Ed, we were there. And the idea is to reflect on the vision of the district's future, what goals should they have, ideas, how to make it better, what things could change or improve. What concerns we have. So it's a very well planned meeting. Again, it's a series of three, and everybody's welcome to attend. The next one is going to be on Monday, March 11 at 6 p.m. at the high school. And again, if you want to have a say on what your ideas are for a better school district, that's the place. It's a really important meeting. Also, they are working on something that caught our attention. They are working on some new programs along with Raritan Valley Community College. For example, the one that we were talking last time, they are coordinating the formation of new EMTs. So they want students to be motivated to take the program, then of course to hopefully help here in the town. So that's a great experience. They have some other programs, but this one is the one that caught my attention the most. And highly spoken about Mr. Lapotaski too. You were mentioned there for good. And yeah, that's what I have. Any questions? Yes.
What were the buildings for historic preservation?
The ones that are 16 and 18 Mountain Avenue.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Was that the old Italian American club?
That's across from the church, right next to the, where the city is and the other one.
Oh,
the original club, right?
The two before the, yeah.
Yeah, the Chronicle.
Their location, right? And then the Italian American. That's great. Anything else? Very good. Thank you. Chairman of Economic Development, Chairman Rossi. I don't really have much to speak on that right now. I just want to let folks know that we are working on more parking. We're trying to have a couple new parking lots built, as well as some of the eyesores in town, some buildings that have kind of been vacant along Main Street for quite a long time. We're trying to do things about that right now. I can't really, I don't think I can legally speak too much on that right now, so I'll just leave with that. We're trying to clean up some of the eyesores at our buildings, get more parking for folks. I believe as far as parking, there was a new pay station added in the other section of town, right? Two-way, I believe, yeah. So trying to make it more convenient for folks, I understand, especially the people with businesses downtown. You know, it's hurting for their customers at the park, what have you. So we're going to do what we can, absolutely. As far as the CID, the Special Improvement District, we just, Natalie spoke on that before. Hi, Natalie. So we should get moving along with that soon. We actually have a meeting tomorrow night. So we might have good news at the next council meeting with the CID, so see what happens.
Is that a public meeting?
Is that a public meeting now?
This meeting is not a public meeting. It will be a public meeting.
Very good. Any other questions? Thank you. Chairman of the Zoning, Construction, and Code Enforcement, Chairman Guerra.
All right, Department of Code Enforcement. Met with them beginning of the month. It was actually really impressive to see how they operate on a day-to-day basis. they're utilizing a plan with garbage routes to implement an effort to canvass the town to address property maintenance issues. This will ensure the whole borough is inspected monthly. They're using computer software is being utilized to make enforcement more efficient, possibly looking into the implementation of online payments to facilitate permit processing. Businesses are being visited throughout the borough, especially on Talmadge and Main Street, making them aware of our window sign requirements. We've noticed that the windows are being covered up and are not being well maintained. We have ongoing training programs for all code enforcement, fire, zoning, and housing inspectors to ensure that they have the most up-to-date enforcement and procedure information available. In regards to inspections for the month of January, I'll give you some numbers. They've done 103 construction inspections, 20 CO inspections, 19 non-life hazard unit inspections, 36 violations, 9 zoning applications, 3 complaints, and 3 road permits. Also met with the Shade Tree Commission, also another very impressive commission. They sent out their first newsletter, was sent out this month. That'll give the public a better understanding of what the commission also consists of and important upcoming dates. Everyone should have received a copy in the mail already. Commission is looking to do a small planting this spring, and a larger planting is planned in the fall because we're expecting a hot summer, so that'll save us on water. Arbor Day event in partnership with Middle Earth and Community Garden is set for the April 20th at 10 a.m. with a rain date of April 27th. If you don't know what Arbor Day is, it's much like Earth Day. It celebrates nature. They're also going to be providing free tree seedlings for anyone that wants to take some seedlings home with them, plant a tree. So that's in regards to the Bound Brook Municipal Alliance. We have a resolution that's also appointing the members for this year's commission, and I have nothing to report on the Board of Health. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions
for the chairman? Will the arbor going to be in the park?
It's going to be at the Mariposa Park, which is Spanish for butterfly. We're working on getting them a sign.
I will comment that in my yard, there's a tree that's tall in my house now that I got at an Arbor Day event when my kids were really little. And now, one's out of college and one's about to be. So they actually, another one didn't make it. Another tree landed on it. But I do have one that's got to be not told in the house. I had no idea. But one little success story out of the other day, presumably about 18 years ago. So I just wanted to share that.
Very good. Excellent. Anybody else? All right, so I think the 13th is the Battle of Joplin, and the 20th is the Arbor Day. Back Saturday, is that correct? April, the Battle of Joplin, and the 20th of April is the Arbor Day event. So it's an exciting time in Bound Brook in April. All right, thank you very much. We got some ordinance to introduce on our first reading. Ordinance number 2024-06, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook to extend prohibited parking on Maiden Lane. I need a motion to pass it for first reading and advertise according to law for a public meeting to be held on March 12th. Can I get a motion for first reading?
Motion. Second, Sean.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Rosenick?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2024-07, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-23, one-way streets of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook to designate William Street as a one-way. I need a motion.
Can I ask one question on that one? Do you know which direction the one-way is going to be going on?
Is that from Bossler to Thompson?
From Bossler to Thompson.
Okay. Okay. Motion.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Upstate.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, 2024 ordinance-08, an ordinance amending Chapter 18, Fire Prevention and Protection, Section 18-7.1, permit fees of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook to amend the fire permit fees. I need a motion for a public hearing on March 12th.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman
Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Ordinance 2024-09, an ordinance authorizing as a general improvement to the Recreation Building Legion Park baseball fields for the Borough of Bound Brook and appropriating $55,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. I need a motion for first reading.
Yes.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call. March 4th. And the public hearing will be on March 4th.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, the final ordinances are on their final reading and consideration, their second reading. Ordinance 2024-01, ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety, Chapter 21, Land Use, Section 15, Stormwater Control of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook. I need a motion to open for public comment.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Any public comment on ordinance 2024-01? Stormwater? Okay, have a motion to pass on second reading. Advertise according to law.
Motion, Sean.
The close comment.
Close comment. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Motion to close comment.
Motion. Second.
A second.
Second.
Okay. A motion for to pass on second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any discussions? Hearing no discussion, let's have a roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman
Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2024-01, an ordinance amending the amended redevelopment for redevelopment area 2 pursuant to NJSA 40A:12A-2.
I was going to make a motion to table this ordinance. I can explain why. I don't know, do we have to do that motion first and then a motion to table it?
We can do public comment first.
A public comment.
Public comment. Yeah. If you want to, if you're going to, if you're so inclined, you want to just do what you can do, what you want to do, if you want to. Adjourn it to the next meeting so that you don't have to go through the reading. So you table it, and you've got to adjourn it for the next meeting. Can
we go through
this?
Yeah. I think we want more time to review the redevelopment plans and plan rules. I don't know if adjourning it to the next meeting is the table bring it back up to
the first reading again.
That would be okay. I mean, I think we just want to pause right now.
Well, I also think we have to wait for the plan
board to
say
when they can
for me, so they
do. Correct. No. They tabled. The plan board tabled.
Right. Just sorry to confirm, we're talking about 02, right?
Yes.
Because he read 01, so that's why.
So, yeah, okay. This is referred to the planning board. The planning board tabled it. On their end, so now 35, the planning board has 35 days to review. So, this board, this council needs to table their action.
So, they haven't, the planning board's 35 days haven't expired?
No.
Oh, okay. So, you would adjourn to the next meeting so that, and then at that point,
Okay.
Yeah, but if you table and then you have to start over.
Yeah, and I know that we're not affecting any projects, so that's why we're not affecting any upcoming projects currently. So I'm just asking for the council here to just bear with us as we kind of review the redevelopment plans and how this affects properties in the area and what laws are affected.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richardson?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2024-03. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 12. Parking time limited on certain streets of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound to amend parking restrictions on East High Street. I need a motion to open to for public comment.
Motion.
A second.
Second, Sean.
Any public comment on 24-03? Hearing none, I need a motion to close public comment.
Okay.
I need a second.
Second.
All right, now I need a motion to move the ordinance.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Richardson?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, the ordinance 2024-04, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 17. Residential parking under revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook to amend parking, residential parking on East I Street. Motion to open for public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any public comment on this ordinance? Hearing none, I need a motion to close.
Motion.
I need a second.
Second.
I need a motion to pass this ordinance.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion. I need a roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Ward?
Yes.
Okay, the final one, 24-05, an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. Motion to open for public comment.
Motion. Sean.
Second.
Second.
Any public comment? Hearing none, a motion to close. Public comment?
Motion.
Second.
I need a motion to move the ordinance to be passed on second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I need a roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, the following resolutions were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If any separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action.
I'd like to remove 2024-71.
55, 56, 57.
Any others? All right, let's deal with, can we deal with 55, 56, 57 altogether?
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, I have one general question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that, so my question is this to replace people that have left, or is it to add to the current staff? And how many EMTs do we have?
So for the EMTs, and Ricky, and I apologize if you can tell me, but how many we currently have? I'm sorry,
Mike. But the important thing here, Jerome, too, is it says part-time, they're per diem. So it's not adding to your expenses. It's just a bigger pool of people that can fill the open shifts.
Okay, that's what I want to have an understanding of.
So we're,
how many do you have?
We're currently at 13 that are actively riding. We interviewed one yesterday, and are scheduling it. Oh, I'm sorry, today, and we're scheduling an additional for later this week.
And we are pretty firm with 6 to 6, 7 days a week.
Yeah, we've been consistently staffed, probably for the better part of 4 months. Yeah, I was going to say 12 to 16 weeks. We've been operating 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without interruption. With the exception of, everybody knows that the state of New Jersey is dealing with corona, RSV, norovirus, on top of regular flu and cold stuff. So aside from between people being sick and us not being in the full staff or a full shift, with people coming into cover, but without those gas, we've been on a hook.
7 days.
Yes.
Okay, we want to have a roll call on 55, 56, 57. Can I have a motion to approve 55, 56, and 57?
Motion. Sean.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Merchant?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, 2024-071, a resolution directing the tax collector to hold the first quarter payment of 2024 to the Special Improvement District for failure to provide financial reports and audits.
In light of the extensive report that was submitted tonight, I make a motion to remove this table or however the technology is to take off.
Should we just vote no for it?
You want to come back to it, or we don't? Okay, then to.
Yeah, we just put it down. Glad we put it down.
Oh, sorry. Just table it.
Yeah. And then we have an offering. Instead, it just comes up. Yeah, it doesn't go back to the table.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a motion to table that.
Okay, let's a motion to table it. Second.
Second.
And third. Roll call.
Councilman
Kelly. Yes.
Councilwoman Berkman.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, we'll deal with the remaining resolutions on the agenda. I need a motion to approve the remaining motions.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Excellent. All right, any, we have any... Any new business?
Just for new business, I just wanted to deal with my thunder a little earlier. But the grand opening for the East Valley Lake train station waiting room and platform is scheduled for March 13th at 10:30 a.m. We do have a few dignitaries that are scheduled to come, so I do want to make sure they're comfortable there.
Good. I just have one new business item that what I'd like to think about, and I know in our bylaws it requires the committee chairman to submit written reports. My idea was to have the committee Chairman submit written reports that have been posted on the website, so the members of the general public could kind of take a look at it to see what's going on. So that's the question down there. We can talk about it in the next meeting. But just an idea I had. Anybody else?
Very good.
Then we'll approve the vouchers and pay some bills here. 2024-073, a resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $6,310,505.01. I need a motion.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
A roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchmick?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
2024-074, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $723,008.29. I need a motion.
Motion.
A second.
Second. Strong.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchmick?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, very good. I'll now open to the open the meeting to the public for any general comments.
Just a quick question regarding the library. Just a clarification, and I'm sorry, Maureen Ryan, 524 Watchtower Road. You had mentioned looking for a temporary location, but then you had said when the repairs are finished, they will be returning to the original library? No.
It does not look that bad.
I think that's part of the negotiation.
Yeah,
but that's possible.
The one problem with the current library, that can't be if I'm saying too much, but there's no elevator there. Right, so for ADA purposes, we know we have the asbestos issues in the new part of the building. So the remediation is going to continue of that building. It's a beautiful building, and we'll probably be looking in the future to repurpose that. So hopefully we can find a nice home for the library, and that's what we're working on and working towards. So.
I had one other question. Regarding the downtown Brownsburg. Recently, the Hometown Hero banners were removed from Main Street, and some clarification as to what is going to happen to those were purchased, and where they, if they are going to be moved, where and when, and how that's going to happen, and will the families be contacted?
So it's my understanding, and I don't have all the information again because I wasn't here prior to March of 2023. It's my understanding that those banners were meant to be seasonal in nature and are often changed out for other banners, advertising events and the seasons and shopping downtown. And so the thought process was to move them to a more permanent location. And it's my understanding that that was discussed previously. We also brought in new hardware for the banner systems on Main Street, and so those existing banners no longer fit on those banner poles. So in order to make sure that they continue to be utilized and that they're placed in a more permanent location, they will be relocated. Agatha, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know the exact location of their moving, because I know that there was discussion of having them moved to Union Avenue, but I don't think that that's changed.
I believe Mr. Lunder can answer that question.
Can we talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
yeah, please do.
So basically, there was some talk. I mean, obviously, we didn't want to leave them there. Because there was some discussion about what to use as there was a new hardware, when the cost and more time to come up. So we thought it would be appropriate with, to line along the frontage of Billion Park around the, we'll call around the old brewery, after the traffic light. At East Street, and then bring it back down to East Street to be almost like a giant horseshoe. We could fix about every banner there, and then we could help banners that were able to keep on Main Street that were
that would be better off on Main Street based on historical purposes. But the Bill of Mayor actually started going back up yesterday. Continues today, when the building will be built, so we'll be having one back up.
Yeah, and once they're back up, we plan on doing an inventory of exactly which one is where, and we'll be putting a list of where they all are.
Yeah, it's more, it's I think the, you know, with everything going on Main Street, they kind of got lost in shopping too. Right now, to me, they're almost like a focus on that corridor, and I think it's a much, actually, it's going to be a better location.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree, and I think that it gives them a more permanent home instead of having to switch them back out.
Agreed.
So, thank you.
Does that answer your question?
No. Because those were purchased in 2021 and 2022, and advertised that they would be displayed on Main Street, and not that they, no point was it indicated that it was temporary.
No, that was my understanding as well, and that they were put in significant locations specific to the family. Right, the families I think were able to pick the locations, but
I don't know. I think that in some instances, like for example, which one is pretty, there's a part that's in the name, but not the others, and. When we provided, we have a family of competitors. We provided all the contact information as well as personal information. We had to verify service and military records and whatnot before, and then that was signed off on. And so my concern is if that was all provided, then we'd not be contacting.
Do we have those records?
I do not have those records personally. I don't know. I can double check and see if there's any other existing records that we have. But we don't have any contracts or any agreements available.
Mary, do you have to answer that question?
I think on the fourth, Governor Mayor took an entire packet of them when he. You know, when he was in office, because he was interested, for some reason, he made arrangements with the existing downtown manager. And it's not a contract. It's not an agreement. It's a form that you fill out. And some people provided the type of documentation that she mentioned. There are only 12 of those forms that remain, because the other ones were taken. And the signs were all put up. And in looking at what other towns have done, a lot of towns have done this, these things fall apart. And so a lot of towns gave those matters to the family so that they could do whatever they wanted with them, you know, because they do fall apart. And they can't stay up forever and ever. And these towns are just putting these signs up seasonally. For Memorial Day and Veterans Day. So, you know, this is something to think about.
Okay, so you have 12 of the forms?
12?
If we can get 12 of those forms,
we'll
have this before email the former mayor and see if he can get you back the rest
this
of
this is called to me.
And then hopefully we get them all back. We can then give the choice to the families just to leave them up to the present location. Keep the
banners. Okay. I mean, this is what was told to me about.
Well,
I think the one
in
2021.
The forms
all deal with 2022. They all have a 2020.
Excellent.
Right. So 2021.
Then we'll give the option to the families to then either re-up or get their banner back if they're not happy with where they're being located out.
This is how other towns are handling it, because they do fall apart.
Excellent.
You know, and you don't promise to keep replacing them, you know, indefinitely. Some towns just do it, as I said, seasonally, you know, for the particular veterans. It's really up for Veterans Day. It's really not up for Memorial Day.
All right. I just like to see how we did it.
Mayor, I will take care of reaching out once this is the one we have. In the meantime, we'll make, you know, our website. new location and the listing of each veteran and where it's located, and that you will have a contact form on the website, so that if, you know, we'll put a disclaimer on there that if you wish to, you know, remove the banner and have the banner sent back to you, we can make those arrangements. And that would just be for anyone whose application we don't have.
They already started being back, put back up on in front of the building Legion Park. Correct, Dale?
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess they
Are they going to make an appearance after Veterans Day and Memorial Day again?
What's that?
I think an appearance after again. Or
well, they're going to be up. But as the representative from CIS said, all those new mailers that are up there, so it's totally different hardware, because this hardware won't manage to do stuff that's up. So those holes, or those mailers won't be on mainstream anymore.
Will we make it applicable in the future, or is this like a done deal? We're never going to put them back on mainstream.
We never go to this hardware.
Can we do the program so they can fit on the larger club rackets?
Yeah, so what we can do is we can put out a new call, to have new banners produced. The issue isn't that the banners are no good. The issue is that the hardware is a different type of hardware. The BBRP moved towards utilizing that hardware because it makes it easier to change out the banners. It's called the Banner Breeze hardware system, where you can literally change them out with the drill bit. It brings the system down, you slide the banner right out, slide a new one in, and it goes up. So it cuts the time, you know, that it takes to change them out. You don't need a bucket truck. But unfortunately, the banners that fit that system are different size than the banners that are in place. So you can certainly create a new program and make it a free program for those who had existing banners. We can try and produce them at the size that they currently need to be.
Thank you for answering.
Of course. One question. So they are going to the area of Billions Park, not Unit, as it's stated.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not. So Union Avenue was the original location that was discussed. But apparently that's, you know, not the most feasible solution for those going to come.
Okay, anyone else from the public? Okay, then I need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Virchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rocky?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, council's going to go into executive session now on some matters, contractual matters. I don't believe we'll have any public work once we come out.
Vinny wants to stay here.
Vinny stays here, okay.